Act 1, Scene 2. We pan through an end-of-day Comic-Con convention filled with exhausted fans, cosplayers, and celebrities. We can tell it's the end by the state of dishevelment and postures, some in a hurry to leave and others exhausted. Tables with celebrity guests line the room, each with its own line of fans, waiting for the last autographs of the day. Everyone is a little punchy. Beau, a washed-up former child actor, sits at his table, fidgeting and playing with a bobblehead figurine of Max Steel, who is at his table beside him signing autographs. The show they were in is called Space Race 501, starring iconic actor Max Steel and Serena Hartwell. Beau's table sits between the tables of the two stars, conspicuously free of fans, while the other lines bulge. A fan-beloved actress, Serena Hartwell played Dr. Joyce Jacy on Space Race 501, and is more recently known as Sissy Hollow on Hollow Point Hills. She is still gorgeous, feisty, and very famous at 50, and it's clear she enjoys interacting with fans from her table on Beau's right. Beau played her son on Space Race 501 when he was 10, and she still looks at him with motherly concern. She tries to get people to visit his table.
Hey, you can go say hi to Beau. Remember, he was Chippy.
That old guy? Chippy was cute. Anyway, Chippy was the only dumb part of the show.
Washed up child actors. You wrecked the show. What are you doing here? No one even knows who you are.
The heckler's girlfriend shushes him. Beau, uncomfortable, tries to maintain a smile while glancing around at the bustling Comic-Con. Suddenly, a blinding flash rips through Beau's head, physically knocking him off his seat. He gasps, holding his forehead and shaking on the floor as the feeling subsides. In the flash, we see what he sees, an impression of Greta, whom he does not recognize. Like an afterimage when you've stared at a picture with a red dot in the middle. He hears in his head an echo of Happy Roads for We Believe. As the hallway and Comic-Con convention come back into focus, Beau appears bewildered by the flash. Greta walks by with a crowd, but he doesn't see her because he's holding his head. Greta is cosplaying as Zaphod Beeblebrox, complete with mullet wig and two heads. Although in his flash, he only had her single face. Max looks disdainfully down at Beau on the floor, as if he expected nothing better from Beau. Serena calls from her chair.
Beau? What the hell? Are you okay?
Sorry. Just clumsy. I think I need some air. Not that anyone will miss me.
Beau tries to stand, but the chair is unstable and he falls again, bangs his forehead on the table, which he tries to use for leverage, but it flips and lands on top of him. He shoves it off and stands, humiliated and upset. His movements are painfully clumsy in this moment, almost slapstick physical comedy, but filled with shame. We feel the neglect that no one helps him, a reflection of his youth as a foster kid. Beau retreats behind the temporary walls of his section and fumbles with his keys as he exits through the nearest unmarked door, shoving it open with his shoulder.